Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us Dr. Jay Lair. We're going to be talking about the global warming scam. Now, why is this important? Why? Because if they can convince you of global warming, they can convince you of anything, despite the fact there is no evidence that the activity of man has in any way influenced the temperatures throughout the world. So without further ado, let's go to Dr. Jay Lair. Dr. Lair, how are you today?
Just fine, Dr. Stan.
And I had the opportunity of interviewing Dr. Lair on a couple of my other programs, or one of my other programs, and I was so impressed by his grasp of this issue and this problem that I asked him to come to be with us today. You know, could you sort of give us the background of why people think there's global warming, or why they say they think there is, what their evidence is, and, of course, why the factors that they mention really are not valid?
Well, you really have to go back quite a lot of years and realize that in the early 70s, these same people were trying to control society by saying we were just running out of fuel and, you know, we had to seize control of all the Earth's energy. And about 20 years ago, if people with good enough memories can recall, we were really talking about global winter. And global warming is a relatively new idea. It really hit its stride around 1988 when a NASA scientist by the name of James Hansen made some comments with regard to the increased CO2 and its greenhouse impact. But the point of these three different scenarios is that the people who want to control society recognize that if you can control the world's energy, you indeed control the planet and all the people on it. And so it really never mattered scientifically. The idea was to seize upon a plan that if they repeated enough, no matter how foolish their science was, that they could get people to believe it. And since we have a poorly educated society, education declining in this country, and almost non-existent scientific training, if you just repeat things over and over and over again, people that are ignorant to the real facts begin to perceive them as being the facts. And so they've done this successfully, and I can argue, and will, in fact, that virtually every single statement people hear, read, and see daily about global warming is not only not true, generally the reverse is true. I can show quite conclusively that if the Earth warms, sea level will not rise, but it will fall. That if we increase CO2 further in the next 100 years, it will be marvelous for mankind and every living creature. If the Earth warms 5 or 6 degrees in the next century, society will prosper as a result. So absolutely everything they're talking about is wrong, but they don't care about the science. It's about controlling the world's energy, and they can do that if they can explain to people that we must stop global warming, and the only way we can do it is to reduce carbon dioxide output, and the only way to reduce that is to put heavy taxes on our fuel.
We're going to have to interrupt
you. You have to control it.
We're going to have to interrupt you right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests. And our guest today is Dr. Jay Lehrer. And we've been talking about this whole global warming scam. Now, to really understand global warming, you have to go back to a book that was written in 1971 by the Club of Rome. A group of elitists who seek after the control of the world. Their ultimate goal is power. And of course, how would we get the people, not only of America, but the world, to give up their freedom? Why we have to have just this terrible problem, this terrible danger, the danger we're running out of natural resources. We'll be out of them in just a few years. There's going to be, of course, terrible famines because there's not going to be enough food. There's going to be terrible problems, and the only way we're going to be able to preserve humankind in whatever form it may be is, of course, sustainable development. And, of course, if you run into this term, Dr. Lehrer?
Oh, absolutely. Sustainable development is a real con job. I mean, they're just words thrown up. They create words that sound warm and fuzzy and also inject a certain amount of fear. In other words, by talking about sustainable development, you're kind of inferring that our development today is non-sustainable and that we're really, you know, tearing down the planet. Nothing could be further, from the truth. Actually, man is doing an outstanding job of taking care of the planet. We're improving the environment. We're barely touching the resources. I mean, we're not capable of running out of anything, because anything that gets short, our mental resources find an adequate, if not improved, substitute for it. We make more and more things today out of glass fiber. Well, silicon dioxide is the largest, the most prevalent mineral on the Earth. The Earth is just so vast and man is so small, there isn't really much we can do about it. It's really arrogance. It's man's arrogance that wants him to think that he is in charge and he makes a lot of difference, and he does not. And the words sustainable development were cleverly developed to make everyone think that it's warm and fuzzy and that we're not doing it.
All right, we'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest today. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and of course our special guest is Dr. Jay Lehrer, and we're talking about this whole sustainable development scam. There is a group of people of great wealth and power, and epitomized by the Club of Rome, which is made up of some of the wealthiest men in Europe and certainly wealthy people from the United States. And you can go up on their website, at least their old website used to talk about Mikhail Gorbachev, the royal houses of Europe, and of course the people who created Fiat and so many of the other major industries throughout the world. And this was their whole idea. If we can convince the world that we're running out of natural resources, maybe we can, of course, get the people to give up their freedom in the name of course, this we've got to unite together against this common enemy. And the only way we're going to do that is to limit consumption, to regulate the individual. And there's no problem that is raised today, whether it be the global warming or whether it be the endangered species or whether it would be the fact we're running out of oil or we're running out of water or whatever it may be, the new fear tactic of the month that a new series of government laws won't face. And, of course, as Dr. Lehrer has pointed out so beautifully, man's ingenuity could do away with all these problems. Have you ever wondered why we can't use nuclear energy? Why, of course, one of these things could go off. We could have a nuclear explosion. There's never been a nuclear explosion in the United States, and the one in Russia happened to be because they didn't have a containment vessel, and they had a tar and paper roof, and the roof blew off, and the radioactive graphite that was used to cool the core spread all over the area. But we don't know what to do with the spent fuel. What are we going to do with it? They're going to put it in the Yucca Flats, or gee, we don't want to transport it across our area. Did you ever wonder what everybody else in the world does with their spent fuel? They reprocess it. Why don't we reprocess our fuel and there wouldn't be a problem? because they want the problem. They reprocess it in Europe, they reprocess it in Japan, but we're not allowed to reprocess it in America, because if you solve the problem, then how would you be able to clamor about it? How would you have people out the streets demonstrating? How would you have people have this sense of fear and trembling because there's a train coming through with spent nuclear material coming through my region? Do you ever get this feeling that they're trying to scare us to death, Dr. Lehr?
Absolutely. In fact, ignorance creates a fertile environment for fear. And these people who want to control society for whatever reason, I guess their own arrogance and egotism, and there are many of them, and they're basically the leaders of all socialist organizations, they recognize that the human being is wired to focus on fear. All of our media, they lead with stories that are maudlin, are bad, are doom and gloom. They sell it to us on our radio, our television, our newspapers, and we are at fault. I'm not sure we can help ourselves, but I mean, it's the same reason that cars driving down the highway see a car pulled over and they all slow down to see if there's something gory, and you end up with a pileup that backs up for miles, and then you find out an hour later when you pass that it was just somebody changing a flat tire. So we are geared to like bad news, and these people are aware they control us that way. But I can ask your audience a very simple test to prove that everything you've just said is precisely correct. I bet everybody listening could sit down with a pencil and paper right now and write down a dozen major gloom and doom stories that were popular in society over the last 20 years. I mean, major stories of the sky is falling. They could easily recount 12.
At least the ozone hole and similar scams.
Exactly.
Right.
But they couldn't recount a single one that ever came to pass, creating the doom and gloom predicting. And of course, the Y2K is the easiest one, because that had a date certain where, you know, the world was going to virtually come to a standstill on December 31st, 1999 at midnight. But all of these doom and gloom stories, I mean, they grip, they're done to control people. And you said it so precisely a moment ago. You said, to take your freedom away. People are willing to give up some freedom for father government to take care of them, and that is exactly the trade-off they're trying. So if you talk doom and gloom, you talk fear, and then you say, we'll remove the doom and gloom, we'll assuage your fear if you give us more control over your life. And it seems to work.
Now, let's talk about CO2. Of course, this terrible greenhouse gas that is, of course, choking out life here on Earth. What percentage of the atmosphere is CO2? Do you have any idea?
A couple percent, only about 2%. It's fairly insignificant as a greenhouse gas. Water vapor is over 90% of our greenhouse gas, and a few percentage are made up by CO2 and methane. And, you know, that you can make people fearful of CO2, which, of course, is the gaseous fertilizer that allows all plants to grow on Earth and all of us to eat those plants and prosper, that you can make a demon out of something so wonderful as CO2 is truly amazing. Because the world would be better off in every way if we doubled again the CO2 in the atmosphere. It's currently at 350 parts per million. It was 270 in the year 1900. If we could double it, and it's not likely to happen, to 700 parts per million, all of the results would be positive, because everything would grow better. Deserts would bloom. The world's population would eat better. And the net result of our temperature would be 3 or 4 degrees warmer than it is now, and man would prosper, because cold kills, not heat.
And of course, this is the thing. And we talk about global warming, but wasn't it really that we did have some warming up till about 1940, and since then there is no evidence that we really have had warming? What's the truth about this?
Well, that's absolutely accurate. We have, first of all, your audience should know, we have amazing records of temperature in a number of ways. Of course, we have our own record that we've been keeping for 100 years, and you are correct that we warmed about a half a degree centigrade between 1880 and 1940, and we haven't warmed at all since, and the primary increase in CO2 has been since then. But we've been warming for 300 years coming out of a small ice age around 1700. And the last really warm period on the planet was in the 12th century, the 1100s, and that's when man was most prosperous up until now. And we have records from radioactive isotopes in sediments in an area of the Atlantic Ocean we call the Sargasso Sea, which gives us a very precise record of Earth temperatures for 3,000 years. We know that there were five quite warm periods, all much warmer than today. We also now can determine the temperature of the Earth for 250,000 years from ice cores in Greenland. And what we determined was that the radioisotope beryllium, the quantity of beryllium that occurs in the air bubbles in the ice cores, is a direct relationship to how much solar radiation was coming into the air at that particular time. And so we can infer from the beryllium content in the gas bubbles that can be dated for 250,000 years what the Earth's temperature was. And we've been through all kinds of dramatic warming and cooling cycles and up and down CO2. And it becomes obvious to anyone who studies the science that man's impact is about as close to zero as you can measure.
Well, let me just play the devil's advocate. Now, what about the snows of Kilimanjaro? And, of course, we read about this certainly of the publications, National Geographic. And for our listeners out there, you have to understand National Geographic. I love their pictures, but they're part of the problem, part of this, giving us the both sides of what they want us to read. So how do you counter that when they say, well, look, the snows of Kilimanjaro are actually fading away, and we're not going to see the snows there before long?
At any one point in time, Stan, you can go around the globe and you will find areas where ice is melting and areas where ice is thickening. These patterns change around the world, and they change as the inclination of the Earth's axis changes ever so slightly. I mean, the Earth is inclined at 14 degrees, but over tens of thousands of years, that inclination has altered between 0 and 14 degrees. The orbit of the Earth is not round, it's elliptical, and it's, sometimes it's flat, and sometimes it's a fat ellipse. And there are all these cycles that impact the sun that cause ice in some parts of the planet to increase at certain times and at others to build up. So if you go to one place on the planet and all you want to do is prove a point, you take a little bit of data in one place that favors your argument. But if you really are a scientist, you gather the data from all over the globe and you see that it's a balancing act and that that we are not suffering massive losses of ice.
And my understanding is that Dr. Robinson got something like 17,000 scientists to sign a petition saying there is no evidence that man has had any effect on the environment and global warming, or at least on global warming. And, of course, the government could get 200 and about 2,500 people who are dependent upon the government for jobs and grants. These were scientists to say that man was creating global warming. And many of them actually apologized to Dr. Robinson for signing something they knew wasn't true, but they wanted to keep their jobs. Don't they using and prostituting science to produce or to push their political agenda?
Sure, and there's an awful, but there's even more to it than that. I mean, today our government gives out $2 billion, Stan, every year for climate change research. So if you're in academia, you want to get in on that money. And if you're in sociology and you're not in science, you keep your mouth shut because you want the physics department to get in on the money and you dare not, speak out your common sense.
And of course, really what a terrible problem it is when science, which is really the search of impartial knowledge, is being used, of course, to push a political agenda. And until the American people can learn the truth in the media and from scientists who are freed from government coercion, why we will not be able to maintain our freedom or maintain the lifestyle that we have loved here in America. Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 gripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable to regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. This is Dr. Stan here, and I just want to mention that if you feel run down, if you feel that you need more energy, have you ever considered taking Be Alive Royal Jelly? Now, I've taken this for about 10 years on my own and along with my family. We've been very, very satisfied with it, and recently the Be Alive people approached us and asked if we'd like to have them sponsor us for a month. So we certainly agreed to that because we think it's a great product, and I think you will too. Let me suggest that you call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. The product is sold with a money-back guarantee. So give them a call at 1-866-233-7500 and simply ask to learn more about Be Alive Royal Jelly. I think that you'll be very, very satisfied with this product.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi, and there's no better time to establish a biological response kit in your home. In an age when we hear about biological threats, more common are cases of E. coli in our food, cryptosporidium in our tap water, and staph germs, viruses, and molds in our air conditioning system. Why be a sitting duck and run to the doctor after you've got a problem? Why not take something to stay healthy, like Alamex, the all-new 100% pure allicin garlic extract. You won't find Alamex in stores, but you'll find it by calling 866-405-4000. Alamex is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. And guess what? It's odor-free. Call 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and apropos of that, and certainly all of the talk and all of the fear that we're seeing generated across our country by the fact that we are now at stage orange in the terrorist alert. And you have to understand that they know how to engender fear across America. I've just got a fact that apparently there are all sorts of missile batteries now back in Washington, D.C. Why? You know, we're going to war. We're attacking a sovereign nation because we don't like their government and their corrupt government. But remember, we supported them all during the 1980s. We kept Saddam Hussein in power in 1991. Our government, when the Iraqi military wanted to overthrow Saddam in 93 and 95, we still kept him in power. That's the book, See No Evil by Robert Baer. You need to get it and read it. And now, of course, we're terrorized. Well, let me suggest you really should get Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. There's a section in there on how you prepare yourself from an immune system, build up your immune system, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And, of course, let me also suggest that you consider getting some of the other products that we carry here at Radio Liberty. But give a call right now. Well, Dr. Stan, and of course, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR if you'd like to get Dr. Blaylock's book or my four interviews with him, Health-Saving Secrets or Life-Saving Secrets. I think you should get both of them. I think you should study it, and I don't know what the future holds. But I do know that there is every indication there is going to be some sort of a biological attack either here or throughout the world, because they've been working for years to prepare us psychologically to accept it. And, of course, if it comes now, why, we know, of course, it has to be the wickedest Saddam Hussein who is responsible for it. Well, our guest today is Dr. Jay Lehr, and we're talking about global warming. Dr. Lehr, you've actually been studying science and this whole environmental situation for many years, haven't you?
My career now spans 49 years, and your audience may find it amusing, but I think of myself at the midpoint of my career because I follow all the health edicts that you talk about, and I'm very healthy, and I love my work, and it's going to need to go on for a long time because people need to be told the truth as you do it, because they hear so much that is not true. And in my field of environmental science and earth physics, I'm going to be needed out there speaking to groups for many decades to come. So I've been around for a very long time. I've lived through it. My perception of being able to predict the future is based on having had such a long career and evaluating the past, and so I can be very confident about my very optimistic predictions about the Earth and recognition of all the scams that are being foisted upon us to control people by fear.
And, of course, they're doing a great job of doing that. I can remember, of course, going into classrooms with kids, and these kids are scared to death by all of these frightening scenarios. Talk about child abuse. I think what we're teaching our children in our schools today is the ultimate in child abuse. Oh, we're all going to die. You know, there's not going to be any water. We're running out of water. We're running out of air. We're running out of minerals. We're running out of, well, everything is just terrible. Let's give all power to the government. And, of course, behind the government are the elitists, like the people of the Club of Rome, who wrote the book, Limits of Growth, and the Sustainable Development Programs, all of which are aimed at ever more power to this ruling elite. And, of course, many of the socialists and idealist Marxists are out there. I don't think they really understand what this is all about or how they are being used to support, in many respects, many of the very people that they oppose the most. In fact, so much of what's going on is being financed by our great tax-exempt foundations, which were established by many of our great fortunes. And yet they're financing this whole incredible environmental movement. Now, of course, what can the average person do out there?
Well, you know, Stan, I'm really glad you asked that question, because the average person can do a great deal. And let me explain what it is. The real problem, actually, are not the people at the Club of Rome. The real problem are not the evil people that want to take away our freedoms. The real problem are not the people that want to have bigger and bigger government. The real problem are our friends and our neighbors who are convinced by these people to become their soldiers. They're our friends, our neighbors, they're the man in the street that believes all the falsehoods that fall about us out of the conventional media day after day after day. And what your listeners can do is to talk to their friends, their neighbors, their members of social clubs, their school teachers, their school kids, and let them know that they doubt these gloom and doom scenarios, that they believe they are intended to take away personal freedom and give government more power. And just the expression of doubt in the conventional wisdom that their friends and neighbors believe in will plant a seed of doubt in these people who respect your listeners' views, and the next time they hear it or see it, they'll reevaluate their take on it. So we all can do something if that something is nothing more than planting a little more doubt in the people who respect us in terms of how they think about all these environmental gloom and doom issues that are absolute falsehoods only aimed at controlling society.
Now, where can people get reliable information? Because, of course, the media, the New York Times, and so many of these are not going to give it to you. Where can they go to get the information? Is there a good website?
My organization, I work for a conservative libertarian think tank called the Heartland Institute in Chicago, Illinois, and we have a website, www.heartland.org. That's heart, heartland.org. And we publish every month three newspapers. One is called Environment and Climate News. It's a 24-page, full-color newspaper with nothing but factual scientific material on environmental issues, climate issues, agricultural issues.
We're going to have to interrupt you. We'll get back to this in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course this is the time when we need to remind you that we have all sorts of unusual things at Radio Liberty that we hope many of you will want to get. And certainly one of those would be our Miracle 2 soap products. And if you'd like to learn more about the Miracle 2 soap products, why, of course, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Of course, there is a soap and a moisturizing soap and a neutralizer and a lotion and a gel. And all I can do is tell you that an awful lot of people who use them really love these products. We can't make any medical claims because the FDA says you can't make any medical claims. All we can do is tell you that people who use them tell us that they love them and they keep coming back. And this is certainly something that has really helped our ministry to stay on the air and actually to gradually expand our coverage of the orders we get over and over again from people who have used the Miracle 2 soap products. If you'd like to learn more about them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, if you'd like to know more about Phonopoly. Phonopoly is a board game played like Monopoly, but it's aimed at teaching children how to read phonetically and spell phonetically and pronounce words phonetically. And the big problem that we have today is there's so many young people who can't spell, they can't read well, and, of course, it's because they've been educated improperly in our schools. They've been intentionally dumbed down. Now, we offer the Phonopoly, which is actually 5 board games and 2 bonus games, plus 2 books that go into the background of how the American people have been deliberately dumbed down. Do you honestly believe with all the money we spend on education in America, our scores would be ranking that with Lithuania and Latvia by accident? We have, according to HHS, almost 100 million people who are either totally or functionally illiterate in America. Do you think that happened by accident? Well, if you do, why, I think you're incredibly naive. There is a plan to dumb down the American people. It's been very, very effective. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask about getting a Phonopoly set. If you have children or grandchildren going to government schools, why you can give them the most wonderful gift, the ability to read and read well. 16 hours you can transform their reading. And then if you'd like to get a homeschool program, the Robertson Homeschool Curriculum will take your children from grammar school all the way through high school graduation. That's the reading program put out by Dr. Arthur Robinson. Actually, it's a complete educational system from grammar school all the way through college. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest today is Dr. Jay Lauren, and he was telling us that about, of course, the organization he works with. It's called Heartland.org. That's Heartland.org. And of course, organization certainly will give you the opportunity to get the material. And you were saying you published actually 3
We do. We do, Stan, and they're all free. You can get on our website, heartland.org, and sign on for free one-year subscriptions to 3 publications. One is the Environment and Climate News I mentioned. The second one is School Reform News, which frequently has articles and stuff about Dr. Robinson's excellent homeschool program. But that's our second major issue, is trying to see what we can do to improve education in America by fighting the social teaching system of the teacher unions and trying to push for school choice and allow competition in our schools. And the third area is our magazine, Healthcare News. We're working on, the insurance problems and healthcare in America. We publish a 24-page full-color newspaper called Healthcare News. All 3 you can sign on our website, heartland.org, and get free one-year subscriptions to all of them. And for a small membership fee, we have a wide variety of other publications as well. And every bit of it is precise science and information without any political motivation at all.
Well, I think it's fascinating. I'd never met you before. I'm glad to hear you're well acquainted with certainly Art Robinson and his work, is not only scientifically, but his effort to help with the education. We think his homeschool program, which is basically on 32 CDs, which is designed to take children all the way from grammar school to high school graduation, has everything there. The textbooks, the only thing they need are the Saxon math textbooks. We think it's a great program. What a wonderful thing to give your child an excellent education and get them out of government schools.
You know, Stan, let me give you another idea about that, because I own Art Robinson's full set, and I obtained a copy without the desire to homeschool my children, because he developed it long after my children were grown. And it is a marvelous source of education for adults. It is fun to go back into those CDs and see what kids are learning today or should be learning today. And if you're looking for a hobby and want to educate yourself, a few hours a week, you can have an awful lot of fun with that set of information.
I think that's great. Well, let's go to, we've got Roger calling from Pennsylvania. And then if you're out across America and you have a question on global warming or the environmental issues, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, either I and Dr. Lair and the others we have on this program are not telling you the truth, or somebody is using the media to control your reality. And, of course, I'll let you decide which it is. Roger, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, hi, Jensen. Yeah, I suppose next thing you guys are going to tell us that Chicken Little was wrong, the sky isn't falling.
You're exactly right.
Hey, no, and you're absolutely right. The problem's with our neighbors, because across the country, only in the rare exceptions of concerted education campaigns are voters are voting additional slavery for bond referendums for government land grabs.
And, of course, this is taking place all across the country, really all across the world. Everything really is decentralized control with government. And it's not just here in the United States. It's all across the world, carefully coordinated. And the fact that most people don't recognize that fact is simply an indication of the degree of control that exists today.
Well, I'm delighted.
What American people think.
I'm delighted that Roger, you know, recognizes that the problem are our friends and neighbors. They're all around us, and therefore that we can all do some good. I mean, you know, we don't have a radio show like you or are on constant lecture tours like I am, but we all have friends that respect our viewpoint, and we've got to speak out and let them know we don't agree with the things that they're going along with, like sheep that the government is promoting to enhance their power.
Amen to that. Well, anything else, Roger?
Yeah, lastly, what I'm going to tell you next, you're going to have to insist, is so deliciously ignorant that I must be making this up, or it must have come off of one of those spoof imbecile talk radio shows. Anyway, it was about 2 weeks ago, a caller, and it wasn't. 2 weeks ago, this caller calls in to the host, and he says, and he's worrying about that nasty pollution byproduct from hydrogen-fueled vehicles, which they called water. And what would, you know, threatening and worrying about what would have to be done to take care of this end product of combustion.
And the host
yep. didn't catch this. Oh, yeah, you know, what are we going to do about that?
Oh, my God.
Well, we got real problems today. It's people, a lot of people educated far beyond their intelligence. Thanks, Roger, and let's go to Fred calling us from Salinas. Hi, Fred.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to make a couple of points. I watched a CNN program where one of the reporters flew down to McMurdo Sound and then flew on down to the South Pole. And when they got to McMurdo Sound, they found that the charts that they used that was charted in 1911 is the same charts they use today. That's still the coastline there is still the same.
That's really an interesting point. I'm really glad you said that, because I have read that earlier and had totally forgotten it. It's an extremely good point to use to combat the people who say, you know, the ice is melting and the world's going to hell in a handbasket.
They said the charts they use today are the same charts that yeah. you know, when they first went down and went on the land there. And then also when they got to the South Pole, they were talking to the scientists, and I thought all along what I could figure out where that ozone hole comes from is that in the wintertime the temperature drops so low that it actually eats that ozone hole out.
That's exactly right. It drops to 112 degrees below Fahrenheit, and it's a killing field for the ozone, and the ozone literally it gloms onto tiny ice crystals and is destroyed actually by solar radiation, and then it flows back in and forms later on in the spring.
It's so cold that the ozone just can't stay there, and we've listed all this ozone hole and how big the ozone hole's getting. The ozone hole has all it has to do is with how cold it is, from the pole there.
Yeah, sure. Well, of course, it doesn't matter, as Dr. Lair said earlier, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough and authoritatively enough and you're able to control the media, you can convince people of anything. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Fred.
Have a good day.
Okay, let's go to Chris calling from Kentucky. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Dr. Stan. I have a quick question here. I heard a lot about the icebergs melting rapidly and flooding the land. I don't know any particulation what the allergy is on that. Do you have any idea?
Well, it's absurd. I mean, we're not under any circumstances talking about a rapid increase in temperature or a large increase in temperature. Even the crazy people trying to control us with a global warming scenario are generally talking about 4 or 5 degrees of warming over a 100-year period. And the interesting thing, I mean, while as we've talked previously, icebergs and glaciers in different parts of the world are melting and thickening at different times, but in reality, if we were to have a warming, let's say, of about 4 degrees over the next 100 years, the likelihood is that sea level would not rise as a result of the melting, but would rather lower because we would end up with more precipitation coming from evaporation from the oceans. Much of that precipitation would fall on the North and South Pole, which would remain freezing, and the additional precipitation on the poles would actually take water out of circulation rather than put it back into the ocean, so that there's a much better physics case that can be made that an increase in the Earth's temperature of 3 or 4 degrees would very likely lower, not increase, sea level.
But Chris, I've seen the school textbooks that have pictures of New York City, and all you can see sticking up is the Empire State Building. Everything else is submerged. And they tell the students, this is what's going to happen because of global warming and, of course, the melting of the polar ice caps and then raising the sea level. It's all a lie, but, it's so convincing to the poor kids. And when they're told that so convincingly by their teachers, many of whom probably believe all of this scam, but without realizing its origin, remember the same people, the Paul Ehrlichs of this world, back in 1960, we talk about global cooling and the coming ice age. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's go to Ben calling from Salinas. Hi, Ben. A question or comment?
Good afternoon. Yes, it's very good to find you, Dr. Stan. I follow you wherever I can, all over the dial. And believe me, you're everywhere, and thank God for it. my comment today is this. Here we hear this tenant from the FBI, these people and the CIA, FBI, could not connect the dots. 3,000 people were sacrificed on the altar of the New World Order. They've given us all this orange, blue, green, Warren Learn to dump the National Treasury into this Homeland Gestapo. Now Patriot 1 and Patriot 2 taking our civil rights and our constitutional rights and using them for toilet paper. And now they want us to believe this guy today. Now there's really going to be a bomb. We really want you to believe. They've given us 50 warnings adding to nothing. And they're dumping the Treasury, stripping the Social Security and Medicare. Who in the hell is fighting for we the people? It's our dime. They're not gods and kings. They're our employees. Where is the anger in good Americans?
All right. Thank you so very much, Ben. I'm not going to disagree with anything you said. God bless
you. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. And of course, for our listeners out there, if you haven't read the book Regicide, that's Regicide. It's written based upon the papers that came from the deputy director of covert operations at the CIA, and it gives their view of the Kennedy assassination. It's one of the most important books in my library. Regicide, if you don't have it, you need to get it, and if you request it, we'll send you a copy of Operation station Northwood along with that, if you specifically request it. But you need to understand, and if they could do, doing the president 40 years ago and get away with it, what are they getting away with today? But this is all part of the same thing of lie and deceit. And, of course, it all goes around with power. There's no problem facing the environment today, whether it be the ozone hole, the endangered species, global warming, the fishes are dying up there, up on the Pacific coast by Klamath Basin. All we need is more government regulation. That's a common denominator. If you stop and think about it, it's all about ever-increasing government control. Well, our guest today is Dr. Jay Lehr, and of course he goes speaking all across the country. Are you up in Canada? Where are you at the present
time? I am in Toronto, Canada today, actually. I was lecturing most of the day in a little town called Guelph, Ontario, about an hour from Toronto, and then this evening I did a television show on the CBC, and there was some very good news. I debated a young lady who again had a doom and gloom story about agricultural runoff destroying our surface water bodies, and she just was so off base that I was able to refute her every sentence. First of all, it turns out that the chemicals she was finding in the water were the concentrations of chemicals were in parts per trillion, and when I explained to the audience that a part per trillion was the ratio of 1 second to 32,000 years, the host of the show was just shocked and excited and immediately realized that we shouldn't be worried about a chemical in our water that's the ratio of 1 second in 32,000 years. And then she started saying, well, these things could be bad like DDT. And I said, well, DDT saved 50 million people between 1942 and 1971, and now 2 million people a year die from malaria because it's no longer available. Well, the host on a relatively socialist television station in a relatively socialist country all of a sudden took on my theme about not believing in the doom and gloom that this female scientist was presenting to people, and it was really a nice turnaround, and ended up, I think, being a very educational show for the people here in Canada.
I think one of the greatest scams of all time was outlawing DDT, and of course all the material they put out about, the softening of the eggshells. Well, that's the eggshells got softened when they fed them DDT and took the calcium out of the bird's diet.
That is precisely correct, and I was able to tell that story on the TV show as well.
And, but there's so many stories there. And, a lot of these environmentalists really don't know the truth. They have been educated beyond their intelligence in universities and fed a lot of false material, and all they want to do is frighten the people, and of course, really in the process, they want to limit the use of herbicides and pesticides and insecticides and fertilizers, and basically, they will actually create a crisis of food and a shortage of food and famine, and yet there's some of them who aren't concerned about that. They are so fixed on these imaginary dangers that really have no real significance in the real world.
That's really right, and some of them are deluded themselves. This particular woman scientist, she really believed. I could tell that she was very naive, and she'd been in a laboratory studying these things and really didn't have a clue about reality, and I'm hopeful that I might have actually opened her eyes a little bit.
Well, I'm sure that you would. You're extremely articulate. You must be almost as old as I am. And of course, I am just so glad that you're out there reaching people all across the Northern Hemisphere, trying to get them to think. If you can get people to think, why, of course, you can begin to change their outlook. Most people have never heard the truth about DDT. Incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you need to get our 4-tape set on population control, where we interview Dr. J. Gordon Edwards on the real background, the real story of DDT, one of the most powerful and effective insecticides and safest of all time. We got rid of it, and we bring in things that are far more toxic. And why? Well, because, of course, the real problem, and if you read some of the things written by Mr. Alexander King at the Club of Rome, he said the real problem with DDT, it wasn't that it didn't work, but it was saving so many lives. People weren't dying as they had in the past. and there really are people who have a different worldview. Have you run into the population control people out there?
Oh, Stan, I believe that the basic premise behind the leadership of the environmental zealot groups are those who definitely want to kick people off the bottom rung of the ladder, and anything like industry and technology that advances the human condition works against their desire to reduce the population on the planet. Now, common sense would tell you that you cannot reduce the population by any of their methods. Common sense would tell you that the planet can handle its current population and future growth. But these people are wrong-headed and to a large extent evil when you realize that by standing in the way of technology and progress and withholding things like DDT from society, millions and millions of people die.
Well, I'm gonna we're going to have to end there. I think we'd go on a lot longer. But our guest has been Dr. Jay Lehr. Thank you so much for being with us. We're looking forward to having you with us again on some of our other programs later this month.
My pleasure, Stan. Thank you.
Bye-bye and God
bye-bye.
Bless you. Okay. And that was Dr. Jay Lehr. I hope you enjoyed him. I hope you'll go to their website at heartland.org. Get the information. Help us to get the truth out while we still can. Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention a couple of things to you which I think are very, very important. Certainly one of them is our video. It's called The Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you ever wondered what we're talking about, Dr. Lehr referred to the evil that's out there. Well, there really is evil in the world. It's organized. It's been here since the beginning of time. But the trouble is that most Christians, most good people today, find it very difficult to believe there is evil. We have a book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which I think is the best short approach to this. We've got lots of other books, literally hundreds of other books we offer, but this will give you an overview of what the battle is really about. And, of course, you can get the book by itself for $12.95 plus shipping, or you can get it as part of the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which includes the book, the video, and the audio tape. And let me suggest that you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for either the Brotherhood of Darkness or the Brotherhood of Darkness special. Then you need to get the book Regicide by Gregory Douglas. It's the ultimate story. It's the smoking gun as far as the assassination of President Kennedy. And, of course, it's written from the perspective of the gentleman from the CIA, and he wanted the world to know what really happened and why they had to kill Kennedy, and the justification that they used among themselves when they ordered his assassination, who did it, and how they got away with it, and, of course, why the FBI worked right along with them, and, of course, if they could cover it up 40 years ago. And they're covering up the background of the murder of the president today. And they also had, just as today, they had a government investigation designed not to reveal but to conceal the truth from the American people. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Regicide. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time, of course, when we have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're really dependent on those of you who listen to our program, who believe in what we're doing, and hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because we're primarily dependent upon, certainly, the people who listen and who support our objectives. And as you know, we spend 5 hours every day behind this very microphone, and sometimes doing programs on other people's stations as well, but primarily here, talking on at least five or six different networks, but we're reaching people all across the country. And, of course, our weekend program goes out to 34 to 35 stations. It's only half an hour, but it has a really, I think, a profound impact, and it gives people across America knowledge about what we're doing. And then, of course, it takes them to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Now, you should go there if you haven't already and listen to our archive programs and encourage others to go to our website. And, of course, to listen to the programs, to pull down the various essays we have, and, of course, to pull down our newsletters and print them and copy them and distribute them to help people understand what's really going on and the truth that they're not getting from the controlled media, because the media is controlled. It's always been controlled. I mean, that's how they've been able to do what they have, because their purpose and goal is to use the military and financial power of this nation to bring about the New World Order and the New World Religion. Now, some people are critical. They say, oh, all you do is you talk about bad things. I mean, why don't you talk about good things? Tell us how great America is. I believe this is the greatest country in the world, because at one time it was a Christian country. But at the same time it was established as a Christian country, the occultists were here. They were Rosicrucians at the time. And then, of course, shortly after that, there were Masons. And then, of course, the Masons and the Rosicrucians and the Theosophists and all of these other occult organizations, along with the Skull and Bones of the Bohemian Club and the CFR, and, well, they're all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, working towards the common goal, common objective, using communism, encouraging communism, financing communism, because we have to have an enemy. And then, of course, when we did away with the communist enemy, now we have a new enemy. It's Osama bin Laden, or, oh, no, it's Saddam Hussein, or who will it be next? Perhaps it'll be the ruler of North Korea. When are you going to understand they're going to send your boys and your sons to die? They're already talking about reinstalling the draft. Are you going to send your sons and daughters to die in foreign battles that are being fought to pursue the New World Order and the New World Religion? Is America in jeopardy today? Is Saddam Hussein going to attack us if we don't attack him? And the answer is absolutely not. But if we do attack him, he has absolutely nothing to lose. And then, of course, they can justify ever more control over our lives, because look at the biological warfare or the attack or whatever it will be. Well, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is lost when good people are not informed. And we're reaching out across America, and what a unique opportunity, privilege it is to talk. If you agree there's a problem, if you want more verification, go to our website, get our books, read our newsletters, understand where we're coming from. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for our ministers. We ask you to pray for revival in America. Because if the American people don't turn back to God, God is going to turn his back on this country, and we're going to see the same terrible things happen here that have happened in every other country that's turned its back on God. You only have to go back and read what happened to the children of Israel when they, of course, abandoned the God who had been so wonderful to them. And so we hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family. Simply give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, please tell others about our programs, and please pray for Radio Liberty. Please pray for our provision and for our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, when we'll be back, this is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Oh, you were the call. Thank you. You did a great job.